your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Starlight in the skies.
My heart with longing sadness fills to see again those Scottish hills.
Once more as in my boyhood days, I roam the bracken covered.
Well, that is a new single from the one and only Daniel O'Donnell, who joins me now to chat about his brand new song with Scottish singer Brandon McPhee. And Daniel will be performing at University Concert Hall in Limerick in August. And you're welcome, Daniel. Good morning to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Lovely to talk to you.
Tell me about this song, Daniel. It has a pretty famous writer, I believe.
That's right, Eric Bogle. Brandon is a young guy from the north of Scotland who he's a lovely singer, plays the accordion. And he asked me some time ago, I met him a few times, and asked me if I would be, you know, up for recording with him. And I said, surely, if we find a song. And we were looking at different songs, and then he came across this one. And at... you know, resonated with me. I loved the sound of it. So we went just to the studio and recorded it, and this is the result. And he, you know, I enjoy the opportunity to sing with people. It's always nice. I've recorded with a lot of people, and Brandon's starting out, I suppose it's good to get his name out there too.
Yeah, and the writer Eric Bogle, what, Greenfields of France, the band played Waltzing Matilda among...
That's right.
Right, so...
Yeah, he has a great repertoire of songs. And, you know, there's always a kind of an anthemy sound. Well, not always, but a lot of the times there's an anthemy sound, and there certainly is with this one. You know, when the chorus is... you could hear it, you know, late at night after a wedding party or something, and everybody's singing it together. But I really like the song.
Right. Now, tell me, you were on this morning on ITV, I think, recently, and Dermot O'Leary, of course, well, he's got very strong Irish connections, so he'd know all about the way people think and what they enjoy in this part of the world, and Alison Hammond. But they were talking to you about knickers. I'd never dream of talking to a national treasure like you, Daniel, about knickers.
I know, imagine that. Now, where will we stoop to next?
it was your calendar as well, is that right?
Yes, there's a calendar every year, I suppose, that had all this, you know, to talk about. But I suppose, yes, the undergarments were the either low or high point, I don't know which.
Well, the lower high point, but I'll tell you one thing, they're wasting their time trying to turn it around on you anyway. You're a long, long time in this business, I can tell you. But best of luck to them if they want to.
I know. I'd be very lucky, I suppose. It's hard to believe it's so long since I started. I started with Margaret back in 1981, you know, 81 to 83 I was with her, and then took to the road myself.
Well, I have to tell you, I was on a break in Donegal a week or two ago, and I was listening to Highland Radio, who you would know well, and you'd know the crew up there very well. And mid-afternoon, they played Beyoncé, Texas Hold'em, followed immediately by Margot. And I thought, that's some selection.
I know. You know, Margaret has done a lot of, a number of shows recently. And this year, she's 60 years since she started.
Really?
It's amazing, really, what a span of a career she has had.
And she was a great inspiration to you, Daniel, wasn't she?
Well, you know, I started with her, and it was a great opportunity because, you know, there were no demands on me at all at the time, but it gave me a great chance to see the business from behind her, so to speak. And, you know, I realised then that I enjoyed it, that I was going to enjoy the opportunity to sing. And you learn a lot, you know, from somebody like her that was... even at that time, you know, she was over nearly 25 years on the road, which isn't, or well, 20 years on the road, which is incredible. She started, you see, when she was only about 13. She was young. People think she's older than she is, but she's not.
She'd be glad
I told you that.
and the thing is, Daniel, I mean, there are strong connections, aren't there, between Donegal and Scotland and vice versa. I mean, Brandon, obviously.
Very, very much so. I mean, most of my relations are in Scotland. My father had two brothers in Perth and two sisters and a brother in Edinburgh. So there's five of that one family who emigrated and brought their families up in Scotland. So, you know, there's a great connection. And my mother and father, you know, met on the Shetland Islands. They were at the fishing, gutting the heron back in the late 40s. So even though they were both from Donegal, they had never met at home. So there's a big, big connection with Scotland. So, yes, this is a nice song to have out.
We had Dermot Bannon on the show recently in another context. I think he's still traumatised, you know, by the time he spent with yourself and Magella on that house.
Well, we had to go. I had to get into rehab too after it, you know. But no, we enjoyed the experience with Dermot. We ended up with a beautiful home. But I had to keep a tight eye on him now. You know, he would be spending money that you didn't need. And we still have the old wardrobes, and there's not a thing wrong with them. I open them up when I go into them and I look in, and I say, now, Dermot, I say to myself, Dermot, why would you want to get rid of this wardrobe?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was saying to him, God, you love the big windows, don't you, Dermot? I don't know if he took that too well. But anyway, Daniel, I mean, you still love touring. I know you do. And so you are coming, as I mentioned, among other places, to UCH. I think it's the 10th of August here in Limerick.
We are. We're in Limerick on the 10th. We're in Galway on the 9th and Limerick on the 10th. And all different places around. We're out in May as well. We're in Kilkenny and different places, Cork, then in August as well. I enjoy it, you know, I do. And I had a message from Edie Barrett yesterday, all the Barretts out in, I think it's Ballintubber, you call it, outside Newcastle West. They've been following us since the day one, and I know they're listening today, so we look forward to seeing them and many other people too. You know, down through the years, I've got to know so many people through the shows. And I'm sure PJ and Anne Noonan maybe are tuned in. PJ always listens to you many times on the golf course when we're in Tenerife. PJ talks about listening to the show and that he heard me on it. So They might be listening today too. Great friends of ours.
Absolutely. Well, listen, that's brilliant. I have to say, you're on the air here more than I am these days because you're in an ad. So every time I play an ad break at the moment, on you come. So there you are.
I know. It's hard to get away from.
Listen, fantastic to chat to you. You're a great guy, and hope you enjoy the tour and that the new single Across the Hills of Home does very well for you, Daniel O'Donnell, and for Brandon McPhee, and I'm sure it's great for him to be involved with you as well. Thanks, Daniel. Have
Thank
a great week.
Thank you.
Great to chat to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Live 95.